So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. My next guest is exceptionally inspirational. She runs a company called Whole Heart Marketing. She's a perfect guest for The Erica Glessing Show, where you get 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. So today we're going to get a little bit under the overwhelm of social media. Because when I look at social media and all the demands it would like of me, and all the ways everyone wants to tell me how to do my social media, people can get completely crazily overwhelmed. So welcome, Diana Morgan from Whole Heart Marketing. How are you, Diana?
Thank you, Erica. I'm doing great today. Enjoying the rain.
I feel like I could interview you for like 5 hours instead of 8 minutes, but let's just see what we can accomplish in this little bit of minutes we have together. What's the first thing someone can do to get out of the overwhelm? Like they want so much from social media and they want to do so much on social media, but what can someone do just to kind of get out of that overwhelm that I so often perceive?
Great question. That is the question. One of the things that I always tell people is the internet is a 24/7 networking opportunity. So it's just like being at a networking event. So if you think about how you would be at a networking event and you bring yourself to social media in that way, that's immediately going to eliminate some of the overwhelm. Because if you think about when you go into a networking event, you're there to connect, you're there to care about other people. You're there to be curious about other people. And it's really very much the same thing on social media. I like to use Facebook a lot as the example because I think really if you're going to use social media, you really need to be using Facebook. And once you really start to understand how Facebook works, it generalizes to most to all the social media. So the very first thing you want to think about, what most people do is they come to their social media and they say, what should I say? What should I post, right? But the real question is, who am I talking to? So if you
know, I have to pause you there because I want to back up just a little bit. Because the first thing you said about when you go to a networking event, if you just walk in spewing yourself, then pretty much it's like you're very repelling. And so one of my friends actually teaches like this really generosity-based way of doing it. And my secret on Twitter, which I grew really quickly, is just being kind. Because nobody gets enough kindness. And so right. I just go down through the people I'm interested in and I say something kind, or I retweet and I say, isn't he amazing? Or I retweet and say, this person always inspires me. Or, you know, Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote, co-wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, published that book with Jack Canfield. He started following me on Twitter and friended me on Facebook because all I did was be kind to, and I also sometimes I'm humorous with people. So right. I think you're just saying like how you show up to networking, you don't just show up and start just bragging. I mean, if you walk in doing that, that's not very fun. I love that, Diana. Thank you for bringing that up. I think right there, if you're just kind, if you just embody kindness, like how much can you just change the world doing that, right?
That's beautiful. Exactly. You know, you come to your social media. What I say is liking, commenting, sharing, and caring. Because it's obvious when you don't really care and you're just kind of liking everything and not really engaging. And so if you come from that place of really caring and really coming to it as a 24/7 networking event, that right there is going to change everything.
Wow. So what if I want to somehow like, one of the things you said, which is exactly opposite of how I do everything, so I thought it'd be fun to talk about, was editorial calendar. Mm-hmm. What is that and how can that help me?
Okay, thank you for asking such a great question. That's really probably the second question to ask.
I told you I've been doing this a while.
So the most important thing around, you know, once you decide like, okay, who am I talking to? How do I help them? And what am I really bringing to my social media? You want to be thinking about your message. You want to be thinking about what is my message that I want to give to social media? And I feel like social media is an amazing opportunity to bring positive change to the world. So it can be this super annoying place that feels like maybe some people's high school experience, like mine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where everybody seems like they're having a really good time and what's wrong.
Except me.
But on the other hand, it can also be an incredible opportunity to bring change to the world, positive change. So your message is not just about your business. It's also about how you want to uplift. What's your core message that you want to bring to your social media? So your editorial calendar is where you want to start, because you want to start with, okay, how do I want to influence? How do I want to bring my influence? How do I want to bring my expertise? And then how do I want to, of course, you know, share what I have to offer? So
okay,
it's
I have to stop you there. Content. Okay, I have to stop you there because all of my books started yelling in my background, pick me. Mm-hmm. So I have approximately 50 titles because I publish people. So mm-hmm. What about when I have things that are like too much for anybody? Like, the books are like, are pointing me at you and saying, tell Erica to promote us more. So do you recommend if someone has like a lot going on, like they're really creative and constructive and they help a lot of people?
Okay. So, the very first thing you have to do is you have to figure out what is my core message. I think at the core of who each of us is, we each have a message to bring. Like it's like one message, and then it could be a big message, but it is one message. And then everything that we're doing sort of stems from that. So many of my clients have that issue of like, well, I don't know where to start. And I have this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing. So there's really two aspects to your social media. There's this is who I am and this is what I do. So the core message is this is who I am. And that is, I mean, it's an umbrella for all of the other things. And then if the different things that you do are so different, you might have to have a couple of different, say, Facebook pages. But if they're not that much different and they all sort of live under one umbrella core message, it kind of depends on individually on a case by case basis.
I love the concept of, I think what I kind of got from that, which I love what I hear versus what everyone else hears, right? Like I'm sure not everyone hears what I hear, but I really heard in that message this sort of, I want to say like showing up as the real you or really tuning into that. I really got like your authentic voice. I mean, that's what I heard from what you just said.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And because, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so by bringing your true authentic voice, and, you know, we live in a world of transparency. So by bringing your true authentic voice and who you really are out, you know, that's what people really buy. Wow. I mean, once they get to that, then they're going to see, like I always say, 10 people could stand up at the front of the room or on social media and say the exact same thing, but each person's going to choose the person that they resonate with based on, you know, what.
I had the biggest aha moment in the world on that today because we were chatting earlier, I'm teaching gifts and offers, right? So I'm doing gifts and offers. And what I got was like, what if the only way you could learn about God was reading like one Bible? And that's not how it works. Every single person who teaches the Word of God teaches it differently. And you go to, if you want to learn about God, you go to the church that you resonate with. Or if you want to learn about Buddha, if you want to learn about, you know, the Dalai Lama, you want to learn about Tibetan Buddhism or whatever it is you want to learn. There's not one source for that, right? And I love I love what you just said because I love encouraging people to express themselves, even if someone else is already teaching a topic. Because there's how many billions of people on the planet, right?
Oh yeah, and everybody hears different things. Just like you said, you love how you hear things that other people don't. It's the same thing that, you know, we all have. I mean, the minute I find somebody who's doing social media, I immediately call them and say, hey, let's have coffee. Let's see what each do, because I know we're going to be doing something different.
I love it. So one more thing, let's just give people like one thing. Let's give them one little move the needle thing from your, all the brilliance that you do, Diana, with your group classes and your coaching and all your offering. And we'll give people a chance to, we'll give people a, how to reach you in just a minute. But what's one more thing you can just share with people to help them with this social media with Turn It Up Tuesday?
Okay, so this seems to be the best tip that everybody loves. It seems so simple to me, but everybody loves it, so I'll share that. What I recommend to people is that however long, whatever amount of time you're going to put into your social media, I recommend 45 minutes a day once you kind of know what you're doing. You divide it into 15-minute segments, and you use a timer, and you close out all your other windows so you're not getting distracted, and you do 15 minutes of research. Who do you want to play with? Who are you going to interact with? 15 minutes of participate in the conversation, and 15 minutes producing your own stuff, so that you're really dividing it up and you're not doing, I've fallen into Facebook and I can't get out, and you're not doing random acts of social media. You have your editorial calendar, you have your plan, and you be focused, and you will be amazed at the momentum that you'll start to build. And like you, I've had incredible success from just that 45 minutes a day.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming. How can we reach you and find out more about you?
Well, you can reach me. My website is wholeheartmarketing.com, W-H-O-L-E, heartmarketing.com. You can call me, 925-980-9052. You can email me at diana@wholeheartmarketing.com. And of course, I'm on Facebook, Whole Heart Marketing.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Eric.